You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz, an emergency pod. The Jazz have signed Jordan Clarkson and Derek Favors, and the offseason is underway. We're breaking it down on an emergency pod edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and hopefully making it way better to be a Jazz fan. I think you're feeling pretty good if you're a Jazz fan right now. If there's any early indicator of what the Ryan Smith era of Jazz ownership is, it is a very, very aggressive one. That is what is coming out here. Derek Favors returning to the Utah Jazz. Jordan Clarkson re-signing a four-year, $52 million deal. The Jazz, I think, have exceeded the tax for this. Clarkson getting a four-year, $52 million deal, and Derek Favors signing a three-year, $27 or $30 million deal. The Jazz were about, according to Bobby Marks, the Jazz were about $7 million below the tax after the Jordan Clarkson signing and jumped up over that with the Derek Favors three-year, either $30 million or $27 million deal for the Jazz. All right, let's talk about this first from a Derek Favors standpoint. If you have listened to Dennis Lindsay, Justin Zanuck, or David Morway at any point in the last few weeks in their press conferences, they've all said the same thing. We must get better defensively. So let's address this for a second. Last year, the Utah Jazz, when Rudy Gobert went off the floor, were a disaster. Their defensive rating was a 115.6. It was the 16th percentile for this team defensively. That's right. When Rudy Gobert was on the floor, the Jazz defense, we know, absolutely outstanding because Rudy's the best defensive big man in the world. The Jazz defense was in the 80th percentile, a 107.4 defense for the Jazz last year. However, when Rudy Gobert went off the floor last year, the Utah Jazz defense went to a 115.6 and was in the 16th percentile overall. Let's comp that. So they were 8 points worse. Let's comp that to a year ago, the 18-19 season, when Rudy Gobert left the floor in the 18-19 season. The Jazz defensive rating was a 105.9 because they had Derek Favors at center. What the Jazz defense, 10 points per 100 possessions better when Derek Favors is on the floor as the backup center than what the Jazz had a year ago. All right, let's take the next step. Let's assume that Rudy's going to play at least 32 minutes a night. Derek Favors is going to play 16 at the backup center. That's 33 minutes a night, or 33% of the game. It's pretty easy for me to do math here. 33% of 10 is 3.3 points per game. A point per game is about 2.7 wins. And the Utah Jazz very well may have just improved their win total by adding that, if they can do that again, by 8 wins in a season defensively. 10 points per 100 possessions. Play Favors as the backup center, 33%. Maybe that's a little stretch. 3.3 points. Let's call it 3 points to bring it down a little bit. 2.7 wins. That's 8 wins in the season. If you can become a top 5 offensive and top 5 defensive team, you're a championship caliber team. If you're a top 10 offensive team and a top 10 defensive team, you're one of the elite teams in the league. Now, can the Jazz do that? Well, being a top 10 offensive team will be harder now because when Rudy Gobert and Derek Favors are on the floor together, which I'm assuming they still will be for some, the Jazz have really struggled to score. When they did this a year ago, their offensive rating was a 104.4, 12th percentile. The defense was unbelievable. That group was still somehow positive, but we struggled to score. Will the Jazz still do that for 6 minutes a night on certain matchups? I would guess that you show that respect. You do that on certain matchups or certain nights where you probably cannot play the two of them together. The question will be whether or not the shooting of Mike Conley, in contrast to the shooting of Ricky Rubio, the shooting of Bojan Bogdanović, in the contrast to the shooting of what other players the Jazz have had in the past in that lineup, will actually make it more viable to play two bigs together. So that certainly is a question offensively in those minutes that those guys play together. The other part of this is, let's go to the other part, the offensive side of this. When Derek Favors was on the floor and Rudy Gobert was off the floor in the 18-19 season, the Utah Jazz offense was a 110.4 or in the 54th percentile. It wasn't great. It was okay. It was league average, okay? When Rudy Gobert was off the floor last year for the Utah Jazz, so suddenly Tony Bradley, who actually played a pretty good offensive year, was at the center position, the Jazz offense was a 109.4 or the 37th percentile, a point worse than what it was. And that's even after the Mike Conley, Jordan Clarkson, Joe Ingles, George Niang, Tony Bradley lineup clicked in and got awesome near the end of the year. That lineup is now, the Jazz bench unit is now Mike Conley, Jordan Clarkson, Joe Ingles, George Niang, Derek Favors. The Jazz will likely start Conley and Mitchell, probably Bojan, Favors, and Gobert. Conley, I would guess, exits early. Favors exits early. And they return with later, playing with Joe Ingles and Jordan Clarkson and George Niang, with Derek Favors at the center. The Jazz also have re-signed Jordan Clarkson to a four-year, $52 million deal. The Jazz traded for Jordan Clarkson last year on the 24th of December. From that day on, including the bubble, the Utah Jazz were one of the elite offensive teams in all of the NBA. The Jazz, in that time period, finished with the number three offense because the bubble brought them down a little bit. Dallas was number one at 116.0. Portland was 115.9, and we were 115.4. And in fairness, we did not play all of the best defensive teams in that time frame. We were actually lining up to play a bunch of those best defensive teams prior to heading to the bubble. And so that was going to really tell us how good it was. But from December 24th to March 11th, prior to the bubble, the Jazz offense was a 116.9, the best in the NBA after signing Jordan Clarkson, moving Dante Exum and letting Jeff Green go. And so now the Jazz have committed a four-year, $52 million contract to Jordan Clarkson, a three-year, $27 million deal to Derek Favors, and you have this team lining up with two extensions to get done. The Donovan Mitchell and the Rudy Gobert deals are the next part of this. The Jazz have gotten dramatically better on the defensive end, which is exactly what they said they wanted to do. They've kept the core of their offensive team, and they've gone into the tax. The Ryan Smith era kicks off. And your lineup is Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, Bojan Bogdanović, Derek Favors, and Rudy Gobert. And you've suddenly gotten big with Joe Ingles, Jordan Clarkson, George Niang, Derek Favors, and Mike Conley coming off your bench. That is your core. Eight guys you're going to play. You're going to sneak in a ninth guy every now and then. But that is the core unit of what this basketball team is, with a loaded second unit, and I always talk about this, do you have 240 minutes of basketball, pretty strong 240 minutes of basketball for the Jazz? Latest news note, third year is a player option in the Favors deal. So he'll, I mean, that's basically you're guaranteeing Faves those 3 years. So we have Faves back. We have Jordan Clarkson set. You re-sign Donovan Mitchell. You re-sign Rudy Gobert. Frankly, there's a lot of money being spent. There's a big effort here on the Jazz. If they just became a top five offensive and a top five defensive team, they are elite. If they are a top 10 offensive team and a top 10 defensive team, which I'm certain they are very, very good. That's a quick emergency pod on the Jazz signing of Clarkson and Favors. Thanks for tuning in. We'll have more for you. It's Locked On Jazz every day here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Make sure you check out all the other pods going up on the Locked On Podcast Network.